God leads us along is the first of the songs that was sung recently at a reunion of the Adventist Church's media people in the United States. They got come together for a reunion, and it was the first item in their presentation. God leads us along. God always gives us a positive spin on all the circumstances we face if you allow him. The road seems at times to be a lonely, wearisome one. One that appears so when we focus on our struggles. That is what we are doing. So often we try to lift our burdens by ourselves and consider the huge efforts that we have put in. But by so doing, we forget that all we need to do is to place our hands in his. God leads us along. Follow Me is a slightly different take It has been sung by Ray Dixon. And you might wonder, the one following that, you might have heard of Stranger Danger, a signal we often teach our young children not to follow strangers. And the one following Follow Me is called The Stranger of Galilee. And I just saw that little interesting ambiguity. Follow Me by Ray Dixon. Stranger of Galilee, that's who we might notice as we go through life's journey.
Thank you.
Yes, it was rather strange that Ray Dixon, who was Australia's first pop singer, that he was able to do what he did. He accepted this very strange message back in Melbourne in the 1950s. And from then on, he only ever sang songs that uplifted the Lord of Heaven. The interesting thing is, of course, that if you put your hand in the hand of the one who by the Sea of Galilee stilled the waters, you see, Ray Dixon had been beside oceans of people giving him applause, and it would have sounded like the incessant waves of the sea. But he heard a different sound when he went to hear the Lord, and he decided to put his hand in the hand of a stranger, in fact. So today I will play along with Sandy Posey, Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Where are you on the cross? Where the love is?
I can just imagine the difference listening to a different living water person that Ray Dixon experienced. I grew up in this church and only ever heard about the love of God. But a person who had listened to the waves of adulation that swept over him, for him to become captured by the wonderful water of life, the words of Christ, the living words, must have been really something. If Jesus came to spend a little time at your place, I was planning to play for you. I think I've done this particular piece, played along with it. Maybe I will do it. It's called "If Jesus Came to Spend Some Time at Your Place." If he just turned up at your door, what would you do? Contemplating, isn't it? We all need to be aware that the disciples tried to get closer to the Master. Well, closer than the others. They weren't trying to take over. Jesus could be number one, but they just were interested in seeing who'd be his deputy. And so we need to keep in mind that when we ask just a closer walk with thee, we need to sometimes just consider what we're asking for. Is it just closer than everybody else? Just a closer walk with thee by Gavin. Chevalier, a lovely Christian singer who has dedicated his life along with his family. Try this one on the Jericho Road. It is possibly going to be a little louder because it is from Jones Missionary College, which is a Kambubu, not far from where my wife grew up for 13 or 14 years. And you would have been there, would you? Or did the conductor come after your time there? He was there during Lynette's early formative years before she went to Avondale. And it's on the Jericho Road that you and I need to be aware that what we are doing, what are we doing? Paul was on that Jericho Road and he was going to do great things for the Lord. He was going to get rid of all of these people who were allowing these Christians to defile the place. And he was very zealous. And it's not, you know, until we get onto the Jericho Road that we realize that there's room only for two on that road. Let's hear the Jones Missionary College Choir, conducted by Ray Martin, or Ray's dad, I'm not sure. Ray Martin, okay. Pastor Ray Martin. There's room for just two on the Jericho Road. I'm reminded of those days in New Guinea that my wife, as a young girl, born in Fiji, following her mum and dad to Samoa, and then to Rabaul, over 14 years spent there growing up. And then her dad went to the main part of Papua New Guinea and worked in the highlands, walked into the Kuka Kuka country, people who had never seen white people at that time. And you ask Lynette at lunchtime, you know, the wide-eyed people who had never seen a white person before when she went up there with her dad on one tiring journey. It was your sister, was it? Your sister. There's room for just one abreast on those trails. And I wonder how it would have been for Paul as he was going to zealously root out all those heretics who were preaching that God accepted Gentiles, people who didn't have any rights to salvation whatsoever. Imagine. What did he hear God speak? He said, "How is it you're kicking against the pricks?" And I've often wondered, sometimes when people give us trouble from time to time, that flashes into my mind and I have to put it away. It's a different interpretation of that word. People often give us trouble. It seems to be for no reason. And it's just one of those things that we have to leave in the Lord's hands and let him deal with it. It's not for us. There's room for just two on the Jericho Road. We're going to finish up with a couple of songs. You'll Never Walk Alone. And this is sung by Normie Rowe. I believe he also became an Adventist. He was a well-known, in the 60s, Australian star. And in fact, I believe my brother knew him personally, and it was a good friend with him. He went to college for a short time. And so, "You'll Never Walk in Your Journey Alone." That's the most important thing for us to discover, I believe, today.
Thank you.
we're going to look at the real truth about it, and that is that it's not so much how great we walk and talk with the Lord, it's what He has done and what He did when He came and humbled Himself. The Almighty God of the universe became a man. It is just beyond my imagination. Not only that, but He died in our place. What great condescension. What amazing grace, unmerited favour He extends to you and I. And so we will be looking at, we've looked at the walk today, the horizontal walk. There's a few ups and downs, but basically we've examined the horizontal walk. We take, or we try to take, we choose to take with our Lord and Saviour. But you know something? It's not sung better than by the Heritage Singers. The King is coming once again.
Souls.
We'll be looking at the vertical dimension next time. Who's taking responsibility on the vertical plane? Yes, we take a degree of responsibility on the horizontal. We should and we must seek and save the lost. That's our job. But the big question is, do our sins of omission, the people we have failed, do they preclude a failed? Does that preclude us from a place in the heavenly kingdom? And that doesn't include all the things we have done, which we know we've done wrong, and the reverberations of which have continued on since those sins were committed long ago. Yes, I'll be looking next time at the King of Glory who takes responsibility for the vertical dimension. I have played for you before the song by Ray Dixon called I Walk Today Where Jesus Walked. In that song he suggested that even if our path was to lead us through Bethlehem with unhurried reverent steps, the likelihood that we would make room for the Saviour's birth would be quite remote. But, you know, even more importantly than those sins of inexcusable omission that happen, I feel saddened that that little family who had those people come to my door, it just seems as if I failed them. They've moved out. They went just this last week. And I went over a few times to see if I could be of any assistance. And the little child in the home has been for 2 months been coughing its little heart out. And as I've been picking my figs from my fig tree, I've been hearing this little child incessantly coughing. And I just, you know, I need to take this matter to the Lord in prayer. You know, could I have done something about that? Could I have done more? Not only my sins of commission, but my sins of omission. Jesus takes them as well. And that is the grace of God in action. just a moment or two longer, Lord, we stay in your presence and we ask that your Spirit will infill us. Help us to be receptive to that Spirit, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that our hearts will be turned to the children in these last days, just as the children's hearts will be turned to their fathers. And we pray this, earnestly seeking that you, as our Heavenly Father, will accept our consecration to you today, as limited as it can be in our humanity. We pray that you will give it a fullness that will see us forever by the throne of God and navigating the river of life that will stretch for eternity. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.